Thanks to Steven Spielberg, the story of Oskar Schindler and the 1,200 Jews he saved during World War II is well known, but not many people know that the factory where he employed them still stands. It is in the village of Brněnec, north of the Czech Republic's second city of Brno, and for many years it stood derelict. There has been a lot of talk of saving the building and turning it into a museum and memorial, and the latest initiative comes from members of the Löbeer family who owned the factory until 1938, when they had to flee the Nazis. They have just set up a foundation and are working with the local community to bring the building back to life. Last week, Daniel Löbeer was in the Czech Republic and he spoke to David Vaughan.
Tell me a little bit about the significance of this derelict factory in a small Moravian town.
It's not just a derelict factory. First of all, it was my family's factory until 1938.
What was it making?
It was one of the few factories that went from raw wool right through to the end fabric, so it made woolen goods. But it was then lost in 1938. And we really come back 80 years later to be involved.
When you say it was lost in 1938, you mean it was taken away by the Nazis?
No, it was taken. We were forced to flee in 1938, flee for our lives, the family. It was scattered throughout the world. And when you looked at the Löbeers, their home was this one part of Czechoslovakia, Moravia, where they had made their livelihoods, their factories, their culture. And now they live throughout the world, but not in this place.
And they were a very successful industrialist family, weren't they?
Yeah, very successful, and saw that place as their home, which allowed them, I think, to fully express themselves as Czech, as Jewish, as European. And you see it in the houses they built and some of the leading factories. But then it's a factory that had its own history during the war, and it became Schindler's Ark, which I think people know through the film Schindler's List by Spielberg. And it's one of the few places where Jews were not exterminated. It was a concentration camp, but they were saved, and saved in large numbers, thanks to the activity of Oskar and Emilia Schindler. So it was a very important initiative. You see a derelict factory now, but really the aim is to bring back that building into a museum to really show the story of what happened. And then secondly, to tell the story of a factory, the history of the 20th century, of the last 150 years through our family factory. At the same time, it's an important building for the local population, so we also want this to create activities which will benefit the local population and region.
Because of the fate of your family and the fact that they had to leave, you grew up as an Englishman,
correct,
effectively. So there are all sorts of complicated logistical problems, I should imagine, about trying to get this project off the ground and trying to work with people on the ground here. How are you going to go about it?
So first, I mean, for me, it renews the partnership that we had with the local village and the population. So we have a very good team there who know the factory, who know a lot of the local politics, and we've created the beginning of that partnership again between the family and the local population in that building.
So they've been enthusiastic?
They've been much more than enthusiastic. They're the ones who have also developed many of the plans to save the building. They do a lot of the work at the moment in rebuilding the staircase and supporting the roofs and preventing the building from collapsing, and also negotiating a lot of the local issues which are needed for this project. But we also bring the family story back into that place, because very much we want Schindler's Ark to be seen as a home for different collections, for telling different stories. So telling the story of Oskar and Emilia Schindler, telling the story of the film, telling the story also of the German, Czech, Jewish population in that region.
And at what stage are you at the moment in terms of fundraising and actually getting it off the ground?
We have two objectives. The first is to save the buildings and then to rebuild the Ark. So the first stage we're doing now is we've consolidated the buildings, because these buildings will collapse within the next 6 months to 12 months unless something is done. The second part we've done is opened, really quite open, transparent consultation on how it should be used as a home for this story, as a real arc for the story of Oskar and Emilia Schindler, for the story of our factory, and for the other associated stories that make it such an important historical place. That we've published and is open now for consultation, and we're talking to different partners to see how this can be best developed as Schindler's Ark.
And everybody knows the story of Oskar and Amelia Schindler because of Thomas Keneally's novel Schindler's Ark, and then also the very successful Spielberg film Schindler's List. Are you involving either Keneally or Spielberg in the project at all?
We've got the groups of people we are beginning to start partnerships with. So we've started with the Shoah Foundation, which is collected from the film from Spielberg, the direct interviews with the Schindler Jews. Certainly we would then like to work with Spielberg, because at the centre of this should be showing the film and continuing the memory of that film, and so school children can see it in the place where it occurred. But we're doing this step by step. We've also worked with the community here, which we're working with. We've certainly got some further steps to bring in the partners to help develop that site.
And finally, why today, all these decades later, is it still relevant and important?
So history is always relevant to the present, and that is an incredibly important and unique story from the Second World War. It's central to the Jewish history of this region, it's central to the story of Czechoslovakia, and it's also a very central piece to European history, right in the centre of Europe.